Proclamation number 5658 of 22nd of April, 1953. Rejecting the truth. Fighting light and darkness. The pure truth will always be attacked because the battle of darkness against the light will not cease, because my adversary knows that his dominion and power are at stake. Thus the untruth will be uncovered and the light of truth will illuminate his activities. For this very reason it will be a sign for the pure truth if it is opposed, for everything that is misguided will find far easier acceptance amongst people than the truth. The truth will only be recognized where people's degree of maturity is already higher due to their desire for me and a life of love. And thus you, my bearers of light, will always be attacked by most and only recognized by very few. But don't let yourselves be distracted by this. Don't let your spiritual activity be hindered and don't judge those who are still blind in spirit. Sometimes they also want what is right and only do not see it because they are still blind. And you will not be able to give them the light either, because they do not want to accept it, because they fear the pure truth. That is why they are content with half-truths. They do not recognize where error has crept in, but they defend this error with tenacity, precisely because they are still blind in spirit. You know why darkness is spread across the earth in the last days and therefore people's rejection, their fight against the truth, should also be understandable to you, but nevertheless you should not tire of standing up for the truth where there is still a possibility to fight for it. Again and again you will find people who listen and are delighted by what you announce to them. And even if it is only one person at a time. It is a great benefit for me and my kingdom if one person only accepts the truth. For he, too, will work for me again with words or also with deeds, i.e., he will again be an example for others through his way of life, which can have just as much effect as the spoken word. Yet you yourselves must always hold on to the truth. You must never forget where the source of the knowledge you possess is. You must not take offense at your fellow human beings' rejection of you but eagerly strive to serve as bearers of truth. Thus be eager fighters for me in the battle between light and darkness who fight for me and my teaching with the sword of the mouth, for one day the truth will be revealed. The Prince of Darkness will soon have played out on this earth, then a bright light will shine and in the light of eternal truth a new time will begin again where I alone will reign and be recognized as the original light from eternity. Amen.